When they first appeared in the late 70s, the B-52s stood in sharp contrast to everything else that was popular in music, hard rock, disco, punk, new wave. The B-52 sound was more space age and fun. A new CD set called Nude on the Moon covers more than 20 years of their hits and party anthems. Reviewer David Greenberger says it's a great collection of songs from an inventive and resilient career.
It's been 25 years since the B-52s first made their public debut, playing at a friend's Valentine's Day party in their hometown of Athens, Georgia. 2.5 years later, their debut album became the dance-crazed soundtrack for parties around the world. The B-52s emerged with a sound built out of extremely simple components: a guitar riff, rudimentary organ, straight-ahead drumming, and character-driven vocals. While this recipe is used by countless other combos, none came up with anything that sounded quite like this. The band took their name not from the military aircraft, but from the southern term for an enormous beehive hairdo, as worn by singers Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson. Their vibrant outfits mixed go-go chic with a blurry James Bond suave and Hawaiian beach gear. The dress and the impossibly high hair also served to make the band overnight fashion plates to their large early following. From 1979 to 1983, the B-52s recorded 4 albums and toured constantly. By the mid-80s, the strain of all that work wore on the group as they recorded their album Bouncing Off the Satellites. Then tragedy struck. In the fall of 1985, Ricky Wilson, the band's guitarist and musical architect, died suddenly of complications from AIDS. Consumed by grief and adrift, the band came to a virtual standstill. What happened next is one of the most exhilarating musical events of the 80s. Pulling themselves together, and with drummer Keith Strickland assuming the role of guitarist, they closed out the decade with the album Cosmic Thing. Both Love Shack and Rome became huge hits. The former was empowered by the talking vocals of Fred Schneider, who's always managed to sound simultaneously loopy and funky. The latter featured the singing of Kate and Cindy, whose tandem voices can beckon with heated sensuality one moment and soar with spiritual intensity the next. Other music from the late 70s and early 80s has not aged particularly well, stuck in its own you-had-to-be-there sound. For the B-52s, the opposite has occurred. Their invitingly fun surface pulls in new listeners. And there's something else you hear in this anthology. Perhaps it was just drowned out by the infectious grooves the first time around, but there are deep emotions pulsing beneath those bright colors.
The album is Nude on the Moon, the B-52's anthology. Our reviewer is David Greenberger.